show. And joining us today from New Now Village, we have Victoria and Nino Galbalyan. Good morning, you folks.
Good morning, John and Robin. How are you guys?
We're coming in
from Missoula. We're at the Montana Housing Partnership Conference, but we're glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here, too. So talk with us about the conference and how things are going.
Exciting. It starts today and it goes through Wednesday. So lots of people from the Flathead are here and throughout Montana. And we're talking about all the stuff that's happening in housing in Montana to see how we can continue to work together to bring more affordable housing in the Valley. So we're excited to be here.
All right. Well, we'll be excited to hear what sorts of things comes out of that. Talk with us about the, first of all, I think the Frontline First Responder Support Group that you've put in together.
Yes. So we realized we just did an 8-shoot training that we were so blessed to be a part of. And there was a lot of people there who took the training for grief support and realized that a lot of us also need the support. So we're starting a first responder provider training that will offer support for those who are constantly in the depths of this stuff. So a place for them to also have that freedom to talk about the stuff that they're going through and navigate the ups and downs of all the drama and trauma that they deal with on a daily basis.
Well, yeah, basically, you guys, it just gives them an opportunity to kind of take off that therapeutic hat and let them receive for a moment, give them a chance to meditate and not try to out-therapeuticize one another, but just be able to be there to receive an outlet. We were at a couple of events where individuals were being asked, what do they do for their own personal health and regulation and things of that nature, and they said it was really limited. There were slim pickings. They say, we call each other, we text each other, we do what we can, but they didn't have an outlet for it. So we want to do our best to kind of travel it around the different offices for those providers and kind of give us a chance to meet several times throughout the month and give them an outlet for themselves.
Well, now we're traveling in from housing now into mental health. Talk with us about NAMI's peer support group.
Yes, so I was blessed. When I first found NAMI, I was in the middle of my own crisis, as well as my mom was in crisis. And I went there thinking I was going to learn more about my mom, and I actually learned more about my own mental health through that process. And so once we found out about them, we were like, okay, how do we get more involved? And so we took some trainings, and so we're currently leading the peer support groups, and our group has grown tremendously. We meet every Wednesday at Bethlehem Lutheran Church from 4 to 5:30, and anyone is welcome who is struggling with their mental health. And it's basically a group where you can just come in and share your experiences with your mental health. And then, of course, NAMI also has family-led and family-to-family groups that they offer, which is beneficial for any family member that's struggling with somebody who has a mental health condition.
What we learned was that while we're currently looking for property, like we went and seen a really great piece of property this weekend, and we're advancing into finding our roots and our brick-and-mortar location, but we just wanted to put all programs and all services that we wanted to provide out into the community versus waiting until we had a brick and mortar. So we kind of tease and joke around that we're program hobos and space hobos, but Bethlehem Lutheran, Scott over at Bethlehem Lutheran has given us space. Stacy over at Coulter Coffee lets us run our youth group there. We throughout the Valley, people have just been generous, and we're doing our best to get all our programs into spaces that are welcoming to them. And then we won't regret it, but then we'll be able to take them back and have maybe them in different parts of the Valley at our physical location, as well as those kind of pilot programs that we started in those different locations.
Victoria, talk with us a little bit about what somebody can expect to happen when they attend one of these groups. Most of us have never been to a peer support group, and we really don't know what happens.
Yeah, so for the family-to-family one that they provide, if you have a family member that's really struggling and you're finding difficulty and you don't know what to do, that family-led support is really valuable. So you get to understand the symptoms. You get to understand what is happening to a person when they're going through that. And it just gives you some, lets you realize you're not alone and that other families are also dealing with this. And then as a peer support, it's just a place to say, you sit in a room and you're all talking about the same stuff, and you realize that I'm not alone, that there are other people that are struggling with mental health conditions. We're now starting to call it mental fitness. It's like we all need mental fitness. There's times in the day when, you know, my mind just starts saying bad things, and I need to remember that I need to put good information in, not bad information. And so I get to reach out to people and who remind me of good information. Sometimes it's leaning over to my husband to remind me what some good information tell me, because my brain is telling me something else. And in that room, we uplift each other. We share each other. There's 12 basic steps that we talk about, and they all start with we. Like alone, I can tell myself this bad stuff, but together we realize that we're not alone and we're all struggling with something. So it's just a safe place to come and talk about that stuff.
Go ahead, Nino.
Yes, through the programs, we're just trying to normalize the conversation about mental fitness so that it gives people an opportunity, because some people will show up and they might be presenting in a different way that maybe outwardly looks scary to some people when they see somebody presenting in a certain way, that there's a physical movement, or they might be hearing something, and then there might be someone that's struggling with mild anxiety or depression. And that if we tend to look at what's the DSM, the thing that all doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists are using to diagnose individuals, we always talk about that we're not our disease. We're trying to support each and every individual that is trying to navigate those feelings, versus separating and isolating individuals that can't come together in a group. We welcome everybody that's trying to navigate anything, any difficulties that they're having.
I'm kind of taking away from what you both are saying is mental health is a lot of it's dedicated to, first of all, how strong you are at pushing back against the negative, but more than anything else, don't let yourself be lonely.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
And don't stay alone in this stuff, because sometimes what happens is when we stay alone with this, then we lose hope, and then we feel like there's nowhere else to go but to self-harm. And when we're with others, we realize we can do this together. We can uplift each other when we're in those dark spaces, and together we can get through this.
And I also want to spend a little time with you talking about youth.
Yes. Yes, our youth group started about 2 months ago. We're excited. We have it's been slow and far between, but we're also going to be at the Heart Lockers event on the 29th. They will have a block party event on the 29th. Everybody's invited to come to that, so we're hoping to pass out more information, meet a lot more youth, and encourage them to start attending. So if there's any youth out there that are also struggling with their mental health or just need a place to go to talk, we're safe. We meet at Culture Coffee on Wednesdays from 2 to 3, and we're there if you want to just come and hang out, have coffee. But we love to talk about this same stuff, because our teens are struggling with this as well, and it's just an important place to come and to realize that you're not alone.
One more thing, and that's the game night you got coming up.
Yes, so we decided to keep those only for the winter, so that we don't have any during the summer. There's a lot of wonderful activities during the summertime, but for the winter, we know that people tend to isolate, so those will start back up again probably around September, whenever the snow starts flying. But those are always fun, yes.
All right. Well, you guys, I know you're busy, and thank you for taking time out to talk with us this morning. New Now Village, Victoria, Nino Gabaldon. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thanks, Alexis. Thanks, John. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
You too.